Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Werner Braun, who is the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. Werner, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing well. I hope you are.
I am doing very well. Matter of fact, I wanted to talk to you because you have a big meeting this week. I want to make sure that most of our listeners who could make it to the Dalton Convention and Trade Center knew that this Thursday, you're going to have your annual meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
That's correct, and it's going to be a pretty interesting program. Hope everyone will have an opportunity to come.
Okay, and there's no charge, right?
No, it's free to the public.
Okay, so you don't have to be a CRI member to attend the meeting.
That's correct. We'll even let guys like you in.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm a member.
Well, in that case, doubly.
Yeah, okay. All right. Are you serving any food?
No, we are suffering with the economy right along with our members and the state of Georgia.
Okay. Well, let's get into the details of the meeting in a minute. But first, I wanted to ask you, we're almost to the end of the year. We've got 2 months left here. And as most people know, the fall selling season is just about over, what there was of it. How do you think carpet sales are going to end up in 2010 for the calendar year?
Yeah, you know, I think they'll be slightly up, Kemp. We had a very, very good first 6 months, primarily, I believe now in retrospect, due to the first-time homeowner's tax credit.
Right.
Certainly, July and August, September have been down. I haven't seen the October numbers, but we had such a, relatively good first 6 months, up 2 or 3% over last year. You know, I think we'll be up modestly, maybe in the 1 to 2% range for the entire year, but, you know, up is better than down.
Yeah, and the outlook for 2011 is much better, isn't it?
Well, we certainly hope so. Yeah. You know, as you and I have talked on numerous occasions, it's really fixing the housing problem. And, you know, even though there are some glimmers of hope there, it still is our expectation we'll have some recovery, but certainly it's not going to be a sharp upturn, but more of a gradual increase as we go into the 2011 and hopefully accelerating toward the middle to later part of the year.
Yeah, okay. Well, a lot of people that I've interviewed in the last couple of months have said that consumer confidence is a big part of sales on the retail replacement side, and several have even said that they wanted to see what happened in the election. You know, maybe that would have an effect on consumer sentiment. And the reason I bring that up is because your program, actually, for the annual meeting, is somewhat related to that, isn't it?
Well, that's correct. We are going to have one of our consultants come in from Washington, Andy Wright. He works for the Dutco Group, which is our lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. He is an experienced veteran, and he's going to, you know, recap the elections for us. And with special attention to, you know, what the implications of the election are to future federal government policies, especially those that could either positively or negatively impact our industry. So I think it's going to be a very timely and engaging presentation by Andy.
Okay. All right, and also as part of the meeting, you also present your budget and you present your performance, I guess, against your budget last year and then what your new budget is. Is that right?
That's correct. And in addition to that, I do an annual State of the CRI address. And I think people will find this one particularly interesting because I'm going to talk about what we learned from our commercial survey, which we did earlier in the year. And not to let the cat out of the bag, but the survey looked very, very good relative to our increased visibility and credibility with respect to the commercial customer.
Okay. Actually, you and I did an interview about that. And then you also talk about the officers. I guess is this when you changed the group of officers, or at least you talk about the change, right?
No, we will actually, you know, at the annual meeting, we actually vote on the officers. So there will be a formal election of the new board and policy committee, the new chair and vice chair, and treasurer of the organization.
Okay. So you don't know yet who the rising president is going to be?
No, chairman. I actually do because we have a nominating committee, which I am part of, and that nominating committee will make a formal recommendation to the board, and then Ralph will then present that slate to the membership for their vote at the meeting.
Okay.
It's usually pretty pro forma, though.
And Ralph Bowe is the current chairman of the CRI?
That is correct.
Who is president with Bowe U.
That's right.
Right. All right. So then you also give an award. There's a Millikan-based award. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. For many, many years in the 80s and 90s, there was a man at Millikan by the name of Joe Schmerker who, you know, really dedicated a lot of time and sweat equity to CRI. Dr. Joe passed away a number of years ago, but Millikan created this award in his memory, and it recognizes each year an individual who has gone above and beyond in the service of CRI and the common good of the carpet industry. This award is actually voted by the CRI staff, and it had some outstanding people who have won it over the years, and I think you'll find that this year's recipient is equally well-deserving.
Well, I look forward to finding out who that was. I believe last year it was Russell Grizzle, wasn't it?
Gosh, Russell did win it. I can't remember. Was it last year or the year before?
I don't know. I just remember. I remember thinking when he won it that he was leaving the industry and wasn't this a great deal? And then he didn't leave.
Well, he certainly was a deserving recipient. Yeah. No question about it.
Exactly. All right, Warner, I appreciate you spending time with us. Look forward to seeing you next Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Northwest Georgia Trade and Convention Center. I've been talking to Warner Braun, president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.